holding the sign?
People wonder, no, sir. It's my sign. Okay. Sorry. We can take all the pictures you want of it.
All right.
Are you a believer? If you're a believer, you should come after Christ. You should repent, come out of the culture, come out of that football world, come out of all the carnal ways. Conform your life to the Word of God and that gospel, then get yourself a sign and come preach with me. Test yourself. We love you. Test yourself. Gospel, good news, Christ made the narrow way. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. So I get that a lot too. I get a lot of these young guys that want to come and hold my sign. They want to come and take pictures with me, like as if they're my friend, and they can take all the pictures they want, but I never give them my sign. Why would I do that, worldly looking young man? But he got the gospel and he was respectful, and you heard me. Hey, go get a sign and you can come and do ministry with me if your life is biblical. And he shook his head yes and he walked away. That's a good illustration. Sister Raman, come here. That's a good illustration of what it costs. He's here in the Dells, entertaining himself, walking around, looking worldly, acting worldly, partaking in all the flesh with a bunch of worldly looking women. He wants to hold my sign. Now, you might say he's just a mocker. He had a big cross on.
He did. He even showed it.
He's got a faith in Christ, and he didn't mock. So that's a good example. He probably sees what we're doing as righteous, but to do it, it would cost him his entire life. He's got a football shirt on. He's probably a young football player.
Right.
Count the cost. That's what we're out here for, to get people to count the cost, to see if they really will follow Christ in spirit and truth. We're just going to keep preaching. When the light changes, Sister Emma, we're going to walk. Gospel good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. Jesus said so many important things. The Bible says that he said so many things, the libraries couldn't fill up everything he said and did. But Americans are not studying the Word of God. Americans are keeping Sunday religion. Americans have a God of their own making. But Jesus said, if you'll build your house on the rock, Jesus Christ is the rock. And when the storms come, if you build yourself on the rock, when the storms come, you won't be swept away. But if you build on the sand, you'll be swept away in the time of judgment. Build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ, neighbor, while there's time. I wanted you to stop your room. That's why I put my hand on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I figured that right away.
Yeah.
I wanted to
Gospel good news. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We go into the world to call people out of the culture, out of the church systems, call them out of their pride, their vanity. If you're living in your flesh, if you're living for entertainment, if you're living for all the false ways of the culture. Here I'm walking by a Jehovah Witness stand. The lady standing out for Jehovah Witnesses. Let's do a video.